Phoneboy Speaks, episode 971, LastPass is freer. A tool I use every day is LastPass, which is a password manager that allows me to manage, different passwords for different sites. It generates very secure passwords that and make sure all my passwords are unique across all of my sites. And it syncs my my password store across numerous devices, and it does it using its own service. Unlike 1Password, which uses Dropbox to do it, this it has its own back end that does a very good job, and I feel safe with it. They do an insane amount of crypto on the password store, so they also up the number of rounds and make sure that they're doing all of the right crypto things to ensure that your passwords remain safe. And even though it's some folks have deemed it a high risk thing, because yes, it can, you often get a mix of business and personal passwords in your LastPass store. They do a pretty good job with it. And if in any tool that helps you to maybe use stronger passwords than you would otherwise, I think that's a good thing overall. Even though it centralizes the storage of all your passwords, as long as the password store is reasonably secure, and you pick a good master password, right, then the odds of somebody actually breaking into it are pretty small. But anyway, the reason I'm talking about LastPass is because they made a change to how the circumstances in which you have to pay the $12 a year fee for sync. It used to be that if you wanted to use it on the desktop, that you could use it for free. And if you wanted to use the mobile apps, you had to pay the $12 a year fee. Well, now they've said, okay, you can either use the desktop or the mobile apps for free, and you can sync between either the desktop or mobile apps, depending upon which you started with. But if you want to sync between them, then you got to pay the $12 a year fee, which, as I say, is actually a very nominal fee. When I compare the cost of 1Password, which is the one everybody likes to use, you have to buy the 1Password app for every app, for every platform on which you want to use it. And honestly, 1Password doesn't support all the platforms. Right? I mean, it supports Windows and Mac and iOS, and I think it supports Android. Maybe I'm wrong, but LastPass supports more than that. It supports Windows Phone. It also supports Linux, which is nice because I do occasionally use Linux systems. And I don't have to use a third-party service like Dropbox, which has a wonderful security record, as I'm sure you've heard on the previous episodes of my podcast. It's So I'm quite happy with LastPass, even though some folks don't like it for various reasons, and it's had its own quote unquote security issues, but they're much smaller than the ones that Dropbox has had. So I'm pretty confident in recommending it to people as a great tool for managing your passwords. Even though it does centralize all your passwords, if it allows you to keep unique passwords on all the sites and have them be reasonably strong and secure, it's a net positive. And so I recommend this tool. And now there's more reasons to recommend it, right? If you're a mobile only person, you don't have to pay the $12 a year. It's only if you use both mobile and desktop that you have to pay the $12 a year. And honestly, it's cheaper than 1Password by a country mile, as far as I'm concerned, if you use lots of platforms. So for me, it's a no-brainer, and I highly recommend it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.